Moving on now, a section of a gas pipeline has been blown up in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, with militants being the prime suspect. Security sources say the target of the attack was a domestic pipeline feeding natural gas to an industrial area. There are no reports of casualties so far. Security forces have encircled the area and have launched an investigation. In recent months, militants have repeatedly targeted another pipeline in the region, halting gas supplies to Israel and Jordan. The militants escalated attacks on Egyptian police and security forces following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi back in July. Let's go to Cairo itself and talk to Press TV's correspondent there, Mohamed Chalibi. Mohamed, over to you. Tell us more about this incident and, of course, the latest political developments taking place in Egypt.
Yes, Hassan. The bombing of gas lines that transport gas to Jordan and to Israel has occurred more than once, in fact, more than 10 times since the People's Revolution of January 25th, 2011, the top of longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. But it had stopped, or at least the rate of the explosions had stopped during the reign of army deposed President Mohamed Morsi, and also even after his army overthrow in early July. So this is the first such bombing of a gas pipeline in central Sinai in quite a few months, and it remains to be seen whether this is a new sort of escalation by the extremist elements in the peninsula, where the army has been trying to face terrorists and prevent terrorist operations there. We note here that the Ansar Baytul Maqdis group, this group that had claimed the bombing of the security directorate in the province of Dakhliya, that led the government to designate the Muslim Brotherhood and not Ansar Baytul Maqdis, a so-called terrorist group, claimed this explosion. It has also claimed the attack on the military intelligence bureau in Shas, Sharqiyah, a few days ago. Of course, this is a sensitive issue because, Jordan is one of the few countries that have supported the army overthrow of Morsi here in the Middle East, and because Egypt is already going through an economic crisis, so any and it has gas problems, it is getting most of the aid from oil-rich Persian Gulf states like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the UAE on that key commodity. So any losses here are influential. As Hassan, for the developments out there on the streets following the daytime university protests that were focused mainly in Azhar University and Zakhazikh University in Nasr City and Sharqiyah respectively, you have the street protests that took place across much of Egypt in the nighttime, mainly in Cairo, Alexandria, and Giza. You have the new resistance by the protesters, if you will, against the security crackdown. You had the torching of several police cars and trucks and few injuries and arrests in the nighttime and what seems to be a rising resistance and following the trend of what happened on Friday, the first big rally after the designation of the Muslim Brotherhood by the government as a so-called terrorist group. And finally, Hassan, the first minutes of 2014 were not let go by the university students, again the youth, who went out there in the dormitories of Cairo and Ain Shams universities to celebrate New Year their own way. 2014, the start of 2014 is a very hot one here in Egypt and what promises to be a volatile year, especially with key dates set for January, the trial of Morsi, the constitutional referendum, and then, of course, the third anniversary of the People's Revolution of January 25th. Everything remains to be seen here in Egypt, Hassan, as Egypt inaugurates 2014 on the edge and likely to stay there for some time.
All right, Press TV's Mohamed Chalabi reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Mohamed.